Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, everyone. Amen. Praise Yahshua, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome to another session with Morning Glory with the Apostle. Amen. I want to give God praise. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy to be praised.
Thank you.
Amen. We bless the Lord this morning. We thank him for his goodness and his mercy. We thank him for waking us up this morning. Amen. Because it's only by his grace of mercy and kindness that we are awake this morning. Amen. And we give God all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. We thank him. Amen. That he is so good unto us. Amen. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you this morning, oh God. Thank you for waking us up, Lord. Thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to see your goodness, Lord, one more time, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, for protecting us, for keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you right now, God, because it is only you, God, and you alone, Lord, that is able to keep us in this crucial hour. We thank you, Lord God, that as we humble ourselves, God, to get closer to you, we thank you that you're going to show us your glory. Show us your goodness, oh God. Help us to obey, God, and be obedient, God, in everything that we need to do. We thank you right now, God, because we need you, Lord, every minute, every hour, Lord, every second, Lord, we need you. We thank you, God. Amen, for your hand of mercy. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. You know, it's so crucial in the morning time. Amen. When we see God in the morning, it's showing him that we're giving him the first fruit of our morning. When we give God the first fruit, it causes him to move for us in a supernatural way, in a special way, because we're putting God first. And how many know that it's a blessing to put him first? Amen. We're thankful this morning. Hallelujah. We're thankful this morning. Amen.
Early in the morning.
Thirsty, you want God more than anything else. You want God more than anything else. You have to do
God, where he
because your love is better than life for somebody. I mean, there's nothing that is better than the love of God. God loves everything for somebody. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters. But it's the love of God. That's what tells us. It's the love of God that strengthens us. It's the love of God that saves us. It's the love of God. That means we can't live without the love of God. We need that love. We need that love. Hallelujah. Lord, I need this love. I need it so bad.
The love of God so badly. Hallelujah. We need it more than anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We need your love so bad.
We just want to glorify you. We just want to be able to live with your joy. Because I will praise you as long as I live. God is making me. And it's one that God would be. That's where we are. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Because we showed up. Hallelujah. We showed up for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I need you. Yeah, I want you. More than anything. When you want to be you love him more than anything. You love him more than anything. It says, and in your name, I will heal my hands. I mean, you know that there's refuge in his name, there's protection in his name, there's love in his name. Whatever you look at for this morning, we can make worship. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for his name. So this be our name, the name of the Lord. There's a strong tower in the righteous running into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower in the righteous. Now we run into the name of the Lord. We run into his name through prayer. We run into his name through worship. We run into his name through prayer. Because his name is able to do whatever we need to do. Hallelujah. And we have the Holy Spirit inside. That is with the riches of food. Hallelujah. He is not only cursed by thirst, he is filled with my soul. My thirst and my hope is being fulfilled in his presence. Somebody give him a praise. And he says, with singing lips, my mouth will praise you. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Amen. Somebody give God a soul. I love you, sure. I worship you, just want to hear you. Yeah, I love you more than anything. Thank you, sure. Hallelujah.
We're thanking him right now for divine wisdom. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody give him the praise. Yes, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is for the divine help. Hallelujah. God's willing to give you Hallelujah. God's willing to give you to be your pastor. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength. We see God as being our refuge. We see God as being our strength and strength. That's another reason why we see God in the world. Because God is what? Our refuge, our place of safety. From the enemy. Come on, get somebody. I mean, you know, when we in the arms of God, if the enemy cannot form us, God is our refuge and strength. He is the power we need. He is the strength that we need. Come on, get somebody. I mean, but we need God's strength this morning. How many of you need his strength? Lord, I need your strength. Hallelujah. Lord, I want your strength. I need your strength. Strengthen me, oh God. Hallelujah. If I mean that without his strength, we won't make it. Come over with somebody. I need his strength right now. Hallelujah. I need his strength right now. And ever present help in trouble. Hallelujah. We have ever present. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Shammah says that I don't have to show up. I'm already here. Come on, here, somebody. The Father, we thank you. That we are ever present in our life. Thank you, everybody. I am God. That you are present. A very present gift in the time of trouble. So whatever trouble you're going through, just know that the Lord is there. He's there with you to help you through it. He's there with you to hold you through it. Whatever it is that you do, the Lord is present. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. That's what we're looking at. Verse 2, and therefore we will not what? Fear. I want to talk to all of you this morning that's online. Anointing of God gave me about fear. That helped me not to fear anything. He says, you only fear what you don't know. Once you know a thing, it's impossible to fear it. Come on, listen. It's impossible to fear it. I want to have somebody today, amen. God says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. That don't mean that you don't do what you need to do in your daily routine. But be still means
to continue to have peace in your spirit. Don't let the enemy break your spirit. But hold on to the promise of who God is. And know that I am God. And you can only do this when you know that God is God. And you know who God is. So I want to encourage you this morning, amen, to be still and know that he is God. That he will be exalted above the heathens. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. I want to thank you. Hallelujah. Good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Somebody bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah to his name. We need God's glory to be able to do what we do. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Somebody give the name of the Lord the praise. Somebody give the name of God. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Bless you, Lord. And we thank you. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. So tune in Monday for another touch of God's morning glory. Go with God, and may Yahshua go with you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.